Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, May 24th, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. The smartphone maker Honor confirmed that its new Honor 50 series will come pre-installed with Google services, running Honor's Magic UI on top of Android with a Snapdragon 778G chipset. Honor was spun off from Huawei last year and is seemingly no longer impacted by U.S. sanctions that caused Google to revoke Huawei's Android license. Japan's most popular dating app, Omiai, reported it found unauthorized server access from April, potentially exposing photos of ID cards, driver's licenses, and passports on 1.7 million users. Credit card data was not exposed in the breach, and it's not clear if the data was actually exfiltrated when accessed. The Information and Reuters sources say Netflix is looking to hire an executive to oversee a video game division. Netflix has tried interactive programming in the past with Black Mirror Bandersnatch and You vs. Wild, where users could decide the character's moves, and created games based on shows Stranger Things and La Casa de Papel. The information noted that Netflix could offer a bundle of games similar to Apple Arcade as an option to subscribers. Taiwan's Director General of Taipei's Cultural and Economic Office in New York warned that a sudden rise in community transmission of COVID-19 in Taiwan may further exacerbate the ongoing chip shortage. The country previously had zero reported cases by community transmission for the last 8 months and now has over 700 reported since May 9th. Currently, only about 1% of Taiwan's population is vaccinated. App researcher Alessandro Paluzzi reports that Instagram is working on a system to use WhatsApp to send two-factor authentication codes as an alternative to SMS. Based on screenshots, users would have to verify their WhatsApp account through SMS, with WhatsApp not storing any user Instagram data. The analysts at Sensor Tower noted that the ByteDance video editing app CapCut topped the U.S. iOS App Store since May 21st, reaching number 9 on the Google Play Store, with the analysts estimating 250 million global installs. The app includes stickers, royalty-free music, and video effects, and is popular with TikTok users to polish their videos. The Chinese short video platform Kaisho reported a net loss of 57.8 billion yuan, that's about 8.98 billion US dollars, in Q1, increasing 89% in the year, even as revenue increased 37% in the year to 17 billion yuan. A rival to ByteDance-owned Douyin, Kaisho saw slowing monthly active user growth as well, up 5% in the year to 520 million users, with advertising surpassing tips and virtual gifts as its top source of revenue. Apple published a new support page confirming that HomePod and HomePod Mini will receive native support for lossless audio in a future software update. The company also clarified that broadcast radio, live radio, and on-demand content from Apple Music One won't support lossless audio, and that previous iTunes purchases cannot be downloaded in a lossless format. Twitch created a new category called Pools, Hot Tubs, and Beaches after Twitch pulled ads from increasingly popular hot tub streams at advertiser requests. Twitch says it hasn't changed what is and isn't allowed on its platform. Sexually suggestive content is still banned, but context-appropriate clothing, like a bathing suit in a pool or a hot tub, is allowed. Instagram launched Insight Analytics for Reels and live videos. For Reels, this will show plays, likes, comments, saves, shares, and the number of accounts reached, while live videos will show comments, shares, reach, and peak concurrent users. The Accounts Insight page also now divides users interacting with content between followers and non-followers, as well as ranking content on reach and account type interaction. Stock researchers at the University of Florida found that of 44 tech startups that went public through a special purpose acquisition company or SPAC deal since the start of 2020, share prices on average have fallen 12.6%, with more than half down over 20%. SPAC deals involve a company going public with no assets and then merging with a private company to effectively take it public. Of 77 tech startups that went through a traditional IPO during that same period, stocks were still down 10.7% since the end of the first day of trading. Samsung expanded its Tizen-powered smart monitor line to now include a 43-inch 4K M7 model and a 24-inch 1080p M5, although no pricing or availability was announced. These join Samsung's existing 32 and 27-inch smart monitors introduced last year. And finally, new preview builds of Windows 10 include a new folder called Touch Keyboard inside the Wallpapers folder of the OS, indicating Microsoft will open up further customization options for its built-in Touch Keyboard. Currently, the folder contains images for a light and dark version of the keyboard. With Windows' latest reporting, its test showed the keyboard supported customized key colors, labels, scales, and opacity. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.